Are you blessed? How many of y'all know God knows exactly what you need and when you need it before you kill somebody like yourself? Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be what? Strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Okay, that's it. See ya. Put on the what? The whole armor of God, not partial, that you may be what? Able to stand against the wiles, trickeries, deceptions of the devil or your enemies. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Those are places that, listen, heavenly places, there's three. I call them dimensions. There's one right next to you. There's one in the second heaven, and there's a third one. Three-dimensional. The enemy is right next to you. His dwelling place is in the second heaven. God has allowed him operation through there. But he can't access the third heaven. So we do not fight what we feel. We do not fight what we think. We do not fight what we desire. We do not fight sickness or disease. We fight all the unseen spirits that are promoting the wickedness, that are sickness and diseases. How many of y'all is a spirit of cancer, spirit of blindness, spirit of fear? These are all spirits. What are they? They're from that place right next to you. That's why you must be dressed with the full armor of God. Oh, you'll be really easily influenced. That's why you get in the presence of God as much as you can, because the presence of God will protect you from the influence. It doesn't mean that. I don't want to say something as soon as I can get it up. Let's go to verse 13 first. Therefore, what? Take up the whole armor of God, not partial, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Why? The world is evil. And the influence is right next to you. What is he saying? Now, this is powerful. We are dressed for battle from evil influence outside of the body. I'm going to share that again. We are dressed with the full armor of God that has evil influence to combat evil influence outside of the body, not inside of the body. Hello? So when you're not getting dressed with the full armor of God, and you don't battle outside of the body. You're still battling inside of the body, and you'll lose every battle. But there's an enemy within. Everyone say enemy within. That's the name of today's teaching. Enemy within. Hallelujah. Romans 7:13. So we are dressed with the full armor of God to combat the evil influence where? Outside of the body. Hallelujah. In verse 13, would you speak it with me? Has then what is good become what? Death to me. Certainly not. But what sin, that it might appear sin, was producing death in me through what is good. So that sin through the commandment might become exceedingly sinful. In other words, it's exposing it more. For we know that the law is what? Spiritual, but I am carnal. Sold under what? Sin. For what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, that I do not practice. But what I hate, that I do. If then I do what I will not to do, I agree with the law that it is good. Why? Because the law of God is exposing the sin. But now if it is no longer I who do it, but sin that what? Dwells in me, the enemy within. For I know that in me, that is in my what? My flesh. Nothing good dwells. For to will is present with me. I really want to do the right thing. But how to perform what is good, I do not find. For the good that I will to do, I will not to do. I do not do. But the evil I will not to do, that I practice. That's why we are called sinners. Oh, hallelujah. In verse 19 again. For the good that I will to do, I do not do, but the evil I will not to do, that I practice. Now, if I do what I will not to do, it is no longer I who do it, but what? Sin that dwells in me. That's the enemy within. I find then a law. That evil is present with me, the one who wills to do good. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man, the new creation. But I see another law in my members, the flesh, warring against the laws of my thoughts, my mind, bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the thoughts, my mind, I myself serve the law of God with his thoughts. But with the flesh, the law of what? Sin. The enemy within, the law of sin, that wants to take control of how you see yourself. How you what? See yourself. He does not want you to see yourself in Christ. It wants to see you battle with this every day. You live with this. You can't escape it. You can't run from it. You battle it within. The enemy within is constant. You overcome it by knowing who you are. See, the number one thing the devil wants to steal is your what? Identity. How many times we've compromised our identity, how many times we've drifted away from it and gone to so many other things and tried to do this, that, and whatever to fix whatever, and that's all we need to do is step away from our old identity into the new one. Proverbs 23 and verse 1. When you sit down to eat with a ruler, or somebody that's more in higher authority, consider carefully what is before you and put a knife to your throat if you are a man or woman given to appetite. Do not desire their delicacies, for they are what? Deceptive food. Now, I'm talking about spiritual food. Everything begins in the spirit realm and manifests in the physical realm. Do not overwork to be what? Rich. Because of your own understanding, cease. You will set your eyes on that which is not. For riches certainly make themselves wings, they fly away like an eagle toward heaven. Do not eat the bread of a compromiser, nor desire his delicacies. Don't agree with them. For as he thinks in his heart, so he is. So as you think in your heart, so you'll see yourself. You'll still see yourself as an old man. And I don't mean by age, is a corruption of the old ways. Or you'll see yourself as a new creation in Christ, where old things have passed away and all things become new. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. The morsel you have eaten, you will vomit up and waste your pleasant words. As you think, so you are. This is a thought transfer from old to new. New thoughts, getting away from the old thoughts. See, still people are still living out of their carnal mind and not out of the mind of Christ. That's living out of the Spirit. They haven't come to that place yet where they are convinced within who they are. I don't care if you sinned every day. David was a sinner, besides peeping David. He was a fornicator. King David. But it's amazing how he kept getting up and chasing God. He repented and chased the Lord. He realized even the Spirit of God was upon him. Hello? And he still sinned. But he didn't stop. He didn't stop chasing the Lord. He had an acknowledgement of he was a man after God's heart. God's not looking for perfect. He's looking for those who are willing to seek him. See, perfect people don't seek God. They seek themselves. I mean, they think they're perfect. But those who are broken seek God. Those who know that they're not perfect seek God. We are to be known as people after God's heart, not after his blessings, not after his favor, not after anything else, not after his healing, not after anything. Those are all benefits. Because when you touch his heart, he touches yours, and then that's when everything comes to change. Why? But the enemy within, that enemy will not leave you until you leave this planet. We're to take dominion over it and authority. We'll constantly battle within, that enemy within. In Hebrews chapter 4. Hallelujah. There isn't a person on this planet that doesn't battle with this. Whether you're a Christian or not. Unfortunate ones that are not Christ or in Christ or in the body of Christ don't know it. They just submit to it. So they move by how they feel and every whim. Chapter 4 and verse 11, please. Let us therefore be what? Diligent, which is what? Consistent, to enter that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. You know, when you come into a place of rest, you're leaning on God, not on yourself. You must picture yourself in the palms of God's hands. For the word of God is what? Living, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the division of the soul and spirit, and the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Oh. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him whom we must give account. The word of God spoken exposes intents of desires and the law of sin within you. Does everybody understand that? That's why when you speak the word, you eat light, and light exposes darkness. Intentions. Where are these intentions coming from? Within. Everything is within. There's a battle within, and there's a battle out. But where does it start? Out. That's why you get dressed with the full armor of God, the battle outside the body. You get filled with the Spirit of God and the Word of God to battle with inside the body. Why? So there's a mind transfer. There's a word. There's thought transfer. We've got to continue the thought transfers. Did you ever do something you didn't feel like do? You didn't feel like doing it, but you did it because you knew it was right? Amen. How many times did you do something you knew you were supposed to, but didn't feel like doing it and disobeyed? Don't raise any hands in here, please. We'd all be lifting our feet. Again, why? Because we do those things we don't want to do sometimes. And we don't want to do the things that we're supposed to do sometimes. Hallelujah. John chapter 10, verse 7. Most assuredly, Jesus said to them, here's something powerful. Jesus said to them again. Everyone say again. That means he repeated himself. What was he trying to do? Refresh and turn their minds, another thinking way, their thoughts. Jesus said again and again and again. Then Jesus said to them again, most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. And all who ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come to what? Except to what? Steal. What's the first thing he steals? Identity. And to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. So he comes to steal the identity. He knows that if he can steal your identity, compromise it, blind you from it, he can kill and destroy. He can kill you and destroy everything you've ever done. Again, again, and again, Jesus said to remind them how the law of sin and the presence of evil within comes to steal our new identity in Christ. Is everybody with me? 3 John. Listen, we're not the only ones who battle. Everyone battles with this. Because we are born in this false reality that is constantly pressing us. 3 John verse 2. Beloved, I pray that you may what? Prosper. Is anyone who doesn't want to prosper? That's good. In all things. And be in what? Health. Just as your soul prospers. For I rejoice greatly when brethren came and testified of the truth that is in you, just as you walk in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth. See, when the soul aligns with the identity in Christ, not the identity of the worldview, but the view of God, healing comes. Let me share something very vitally important. One of the most things that needs to be healed is emotional healing. When emotional healing is healed, there's physical healing that follows. That's why the Bible says forgive. Love your enemies. But don't fall in love with them. Hallelujah. And don't pet them. James chapter 1, verse 21. Therefore, lay aside what? All filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your soul. The implanted word, where is it planted? In your soul, in your mind, your thoughts. It's implanted in the mind, which is a storage unit of what? Thoughts now. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately what? Forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word or the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. If anyone among you thinks he's religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless. Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their trouble and keep oneself unspotted from the world. The natural face in the mirror. Doer. One that puts, the word doer is associated with the one that puts the word of God into practice. You are a doer of putting God's word into practice. Does everybody get it? Natural face in the mirror, does a doer, one that puts it into practice. He does not allow the mirror to dictate who he is. But freedom in Christ, those that are free in Christ are blessed. We're blessed. We're blessed with what? We are blessed with the truth. That should be the greatest blessing for me and you. It's not what God gives us and does and things. It's truth. Just the simple truth of God Almighty. You know, you and I know the truth. What a blessing it is. I mean, all of the things follow and fall into place. I mean, you know, he reveals himself in simple ways. He moves upon your heart as you seek him to do things that align with what he's getting ready to do. You know, I bought these special shocks that are for, they're lifter shocks. They're called extenders to put on the truck probably about a year ago or more, who knows. And it's so that you can carry heavy loads and hook up RVs and things to that degree. And so the other day I was like putting on my heart. I said, man, so I went looking for them. I found the box of them, and I said, man, I don't know why. But anyway, so I went down to one of our neighbors who works on cars, and he said, man, there were so many things needed to get welded, this, that, and whatever. So my daughter's boyfriend is a welder. So they came by to see us yesterday. I mean, this is no coincidence. And I showed him what was what. He said, yeah, I can do it. They're working on it right now. And then last night we were out with our family, Tony and Tammy. And he says, you know what? I got a RV trailer that's been at this guy's house for years. He's been living in it. He takes care of it. He cleans it. And everything's upkept. He's moving out. He got a place now. So they're going to go pick it up. He said, man, you know, basically, use it. It's yours if you want it. So they're going to park it over at the Acetulo property so when we go there. But like I said, there's no coincidence. These are things that God just does. You don't even know what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? You don't know why you're doing some of the things, but he's doing it. If you're praying it through, if you're praying for it. See, you have to battle the powers of darkness that come to steal, kill, and destroy on the outside, and the enemy that's constantly working against you on the inside. Once you align yourself up, it doesn't mean we're perfect. Like I said, we ain't perfect. We're going to sin every day. Somehow you're going to say something you shouldn't. You're going to think something. My God, you're going to think something stupid. to stay after God's heart. Well, Lord, I shouldn't have done that. Man, you know, I just really love that donut. You know, I just really, God is not looking at any of those things. He's looking at your heart. Lord, forgive me. I'm sorry. I can't do this without you. Have mercy on me. Let your grace abound. I'm a man undone without you. You let him know how much you need him. He'll meet you every time. Somehow, some way, he'll establish your steps and your thoughts without you even knowing it. And you ain't got to figure it out. 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 4. What does it say? Love suffers long. Not forever, long. And is what? Kind. Love does not what? Envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Now, let me share this with you. Thinks no evil. I just want to go back to that for a second. You're going to think some evil occasionally, but you don't practice it. Hello? Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the what? In the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. When? When we die. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away with. Whoa! When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became mature, I put away childish and foolish things. For now we see in a what? In a mirror, dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am what? Known. And now abide faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is what? Love. Put away old desires of influence by in memory and emotion. Because in these desires are memories of emotion. Knowing it will all work to good. Everything's going to work to the good no matter what. Hello? Seek ye the kingdom of God and all things will be added to you. Woo-hoo. Seek his righteousness. Cast your cares upon him for he cares for you. I mean, the word of God is constant. The whole thing is we must align our thoughts with his word of promises. Amen? I am more than a conqueror. Didn't say I felt like one. Didn't say I sure looked like one either. Didn't even think like one. But I'm making my confession. Because my confession penetrates all dimensions. Matthew 25, verse 1. Glory to God. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be like to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. Why? They stopped worshiping. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, a cry was heard. Behold, the bridegroom's coming. Go out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose, trimmed their lamps so they could see better. And it uses more fuel when you trim your lamp. And the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. Again, no one can share oil with another person. I don't care how many times you lay hands on them and pray for them. But the wise answered, saying, no, lest there should not be enough for us and you. But go rather to those who sell, and you go buy for yourself. How do you purchase? Worship. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But answered and said, assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. Why? Because they were not filled. I don't know you. Watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. They missed the plane out. They might have bought a ticket, but they missed the flight. Wise or foolish? That's what we're seeing right now, the exposure of wise and foolish. Amen? Luke 9, 23. Where's the enemy? Within. Hallelujah. So why do you get dressed with the full armor of God to fight what? The enemy out. Outside. Remember, Jesus always talked about inside and outside of the camp. Luke 9:23, please. Then Jesus said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up the cross daily, and follow me. That word daily is important. He didn't say one time, because you ain't going to make it if you can do it one time. It's got to be daily. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. Oh, my goodness. But whoever loses his life for my sake shall be what? Shall save it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and he himself is destroyed or lost? Whoever is ashamed of me and my words, of him the Son of Man shall be ashamed when he comes in his own glory and his Father's and of the holy angels. But I tell you truly, there are some standing here who shall not taste death till they see the kingdom of God coming. Stop trying to save yourself. Let go of old and bring in new. Stop trying to fix yourself. Maybe if I do this, this will happen. Does everybody understand? See, when God says do something, he does it. He'll say, I want you to do this. You obey him, and then it comes to pass. But when you're trying to fix yourself, maybe if I do this, maybe if I do that, you can't fix yourself. It's just impossible. That's all you're doing is covering things up. But it's still there. Only God can fix me and you. And we're a mess. Amen? We're all a mess. Welcome to the house of mess. It turns into the house of death. Philippians 4. Thank you, Jesus. Man, I look in the mirror sometimes and say, you're a mess. But thank God I'm not allowing the mirror to tell me who I am. I may be a mess on the outside, but I'm a king's child on the inside. Hallelujah. Where are you saying to go? Philippians 4, yeah. You know, for you young folks, you ain't reached it yet, but when you find out that aging is interfering with stuff, and you begin to look in that mirror and you're battling everything that's trying to change on you, loss of hair, wrinkles, loss of memory, hearing, everything else, man, that's when you got to remove that, step out away from it. And that's where you got to draw from heaven. And when you draw from heaven and decree in his word, I'm receiving the benefits of heaven, my God. I'm a new creation in Christ. Old things pass away. and the benefits of the Lord. He says, don't forget my benefits. That I what? Forgive your iniquities, heal your diseases, crown you with loving kindness and tender mercies, rescue your life from destruction, renew your youth like the eagles, and put good things in your mouth. Those good things in our mouth will keep him before us. Keep eating light. You'll keep blessing so you can be blessed. Revelation, things to that degree. You're no longer looking behind. You're looking forward. It's not what I used to do. It's what I'm doing now. It's not how I used to be. It's what I am now. And it's the promise of God who's going to guide me and lead me into the promised land and bless my socks off, where I have to buy new ones. Hallelujah. Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord when? Oh, always, even when you don't feel like it. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is where? At hand. He's around you. He's in you, with you. Why? You're expressing the character of Christ. Be anxious for everything. Be anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. But the requirement was be anxious for nothing. Pray. It doesn't mean you won't be pushed. And it doesn't mean you won't fall in a place of anxiousness. But stop. Hold on a second. Let me back up a little bit. Lord, I'm sorry. The only reason why I'm anxious is because I didn't seek you on this. Amen. And the peace of God will surpass all your understanding, will guide your hearts and your thoughts through Christ Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? You'll be guided. You don't have to figure it out. James 1:12. What does it say? Blessed is the man who what? Endures temptation. Within and without. For when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself be tempted by evil. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Where are these desires? In the members. That inward battle. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every precious gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there's no variation or shadow of turning. So don't look at someone, why has God blessed them and not me? He is blessing you. Or maybe you haven't gotten in the position to receive the blessing. Of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. You know, everything is in God's time, no matter what. He holds the beginning and the end. We try to change his mind and change time, you know. It doesn't work, though. You might convince him a little bit, you know. But you really got to convince him for him to change time. Remember, time is your what? Enemy. And I'm going to close it Philippians 3, starting at verse 1. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. For me to write the same things to you is not tedious, but is for your what? Safe. It is for your safety or for your sake. Why? He's reminding him, just like Jesus was saying, I did it again. Here it is again. I'm going to tell you again. Amen. Paul was doing the same thing. Beware of dogs. And again, this is not animals. You don't have to worry about your neighbor's dog. These are demon individuals, demonized individuals. Beware of evil workers. Beware of mutilation. For we are the circumcision who worship God in spirit. That means breath. rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. I can't tell you how many people I come across. They'd be struggling with something. They say, yeah, I read my word, but, you know, I'm struggling this, that, and whatever. And I said, because you don't worship. You don't get in God's presence. Well, I worship in my own way. Well, no, that's your own way ain't going to work, man. God tells you how to worship. Amen? Verse 4. Though I also might have confidence in the flesh. If anyone else thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I more so. Circumcised the 8th day, of the stock of Israel, a tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, concerning the law, Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning righteousness, which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted lost for Christ. Oh, he was perfect. He was perfect in his own ways, wasn't he? But God said, you ain't perfect, homie. We're going to change that right now. Verse 8. Yet indeed I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ. He knew that these things were interfering with his relationship with the Lord. Let me tell you, when you lose everything, God restores it. But if you try to restore it, it ain't going to work. People spend more time trying to restore what they lost. In my old life, I lost a lot of things. You kidding me? I lost everything. Lost my wife. Lost everything. But God restores it. See, when he restores it, it's got a lifetime guarantee. But you have to maintain that guarantee. There are certain things in a guarantee that keeps it. And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. Verse 10. That I may know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his what? His death. If by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected. Ooh, praise God. But I press on. He does what? He presses on. That I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have comprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to the things which are ahead. And I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let as many as are mature have this thought, this mind. And if anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us be of the same mind. Brethren, join in following my example and note those who also walk as you have us for pattern. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and glory in their shame, who set their mind on earthly things. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body, that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able to even subdue all things to himself. What a promise. What a promise. So please, the enemy within is always trying to alter your identity. Amen? He's trying to block you from knowing who you are because he knows, or he's going to attempt to steal it because he knows if he can mess with your identity, he makes you weaker. And we're strong in the Lord and the power of his might, not weak. Amen? Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. We ask that you not only seal but anoint the seed today that's been implanted and bring to remembrance of who we are in you, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.